former NHLer, the head coach and GM of the Portland Winterhawks, Mike Johnson. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good. Getting ready for the series.
Well, Mike, you guys don't see each other very much at all in the regular season, but you've been very familiar in the playoffs. Do you watch more playoff tape from previous years, or do you watch all of this year's playoff tape of the Oil Kings?
Well, we watched a couple of their series just to see how they played against Medicine Hat and Prince Albert. And then we also went back to the game we played earlier in the year and looked at that game. That's sort of our template of how each team would probably play against each other. Because, as you mentioned, we don't see each other during the year other than the one meeting. And one year it's in Edmonton, one year it's in Portland. We do have a playoff rivalry, but from year to year, as you look at the personnel on both teams, there's been a lot of changes.
Mike, you mentioned the changes, but you can't help but have a rivalry when you bump heads in the playoffs like these two teams have. As a coach, how do you amp up the intensity to just the right level without getting carried away and having, we're sick of these guys and the ill will that creeps in between teams, have a negative effect?
Well, I think you usually see the series start like that a little bit, where the emotions get pretty high. Each team's trying to set their territory, and then as the series starts to go along, it settles out a little bit. But I believe the first games are always those types of games. And I didn't really think, with the experience that both teams have throughout their lineup, they know how important game one is, how important momentum shifts are in games. They've been through it before. So it's not like you've got a core of players in each team which are inexperienced. You've got a core, especially the leadership group, the guys that have been there, that have been through it a couple times.
Mike Johnson, head coach of the Portland Winterhawks, joins us. Them and the Oil Kings will kick off their WHL final on Saturday. Give me your thoughts on Oliver Bjorkstrand, leading your team with 15 goals, 28 points in 14 playoff games. You have six guys averaging a point a game so far in the postseason. But just talk about Bjorkstrand, who last year was a third overall pick for Columbus, and his maturity and his development this season for you.
I think Oliver is the type of player. He came over from Denmark. He hadn't played on a small ice surface except for one World Junior tournament. So he's the type of guy that took probably 2 or 3 months to adjust to the league. But once he adjusted, he's got great puck skills. He's got good puck intensity. And heading into this year, I told a lot of people I thought he would be a 50-goal scorer just because he's got a great release and he's so hungry on the puck. He's a very good player. He was a steal in the draft last year for Columbus because I really thought he should have been a second-round pick. But he's not overly big. He's getting some strength and some size, but still is slight when you see him off the ice. But his on-ice puck skills and awareness is really at a high level.
Mike, when a lot of people talk about the Portland Winterhawks, they talk about the skill and the transition game, and rightfully so. You've got a lot of really good players up front. But you also have the Western Hockey League Defenseman of the Year in Derek Pouliot. Talk about him and that group, and maybe is that an underrated bunch as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think it is now. At the beginning of the year, certainly our defense was more of a weak link compared to where it's been in previous years because we didn't have a lot of guys returning that have played big minutes. Mm-hmm. We had young guys stepping into new roles, new responsibilities. But once we added Matt Dumba to the group, then it became a threatening group as far as good defensively. They can add into the offensive side of the game. And you mentioned Derek Pouliot. You know, our first draft was the 1994 class, and you had four great defensemen in the draft, Reinhardt, Pouliot, Dumba, and Morgan Riley. So all four of those guys were available early in the draft, and that was my first draft. And really you got spoiled looking at those four guys because they all became top-notch players. They're all going to be very good NHL players, and you've got three of them in this series.
Mike Johnson, head coach and GM of the Portland Winterhawks, taking on the Oil Kings. Mike, how big are you into matchups? Will you go out of your way? Do you want defense pairings out against, let's say, the Lazar line, for instance? Are you a big matchup guy, or do you like to roll and you're confident with your depth?
Yeah, we are a big matchup team. We try and balance our lines a little bit and to make sure that they're able to play against anybody so we don't have to protect the line. Certainly, as you go into games, you prefer defense pairs against set lines. Certain pairs of our defense we feel play would be a real good match against certain lines of Edmonton. And I would think Edmonton's probably the same, that they're going to pay more attention to who they have their defensemen on against as opposed to who they have their forward lines on against.
Yeah, Mike, I assume you've got to really make hay when you've got that last change. I mean, people are going to look at your defense. Derek's going to want certain matchups. You probably look at a guy like Griffin Reinhart, and if you can get away from him, that's a positive. Really important to get it done in those home games, isn't it?
Well, it is, because it's much harder on the road, and certainly in Edmonton, Derek is going to probably get what he wants the majority of the time. You've got to try and make sure he doesn't get it all the time, but you want to make sure that your team isn't always changing on the fly, because we're the type of team that likes to play with tempo and pace, so our team doesn't adjust well to changing on the fly or coach matchups. So that's why I think it's more important for our group. We just keep that pace and tempo in the game and not worry about specific matchups so that it spoils the tempo of the game.
Mike, what's been the recipe for success for your organization? How are you constantly able to not have down years in Portland?
I think if you look at Edmonton and Portland, over the last 4 years, both teams have built through the draft, through their list. Both teams have made very few trades. That was sort of our philosophy when we came in, and I think I know Bob Green, when he went into Edmonton, coming from Medicine Hat, that was their philosophy there. He sort of carried that template. We tried to look at teams when we came into the league that were successful in the Western Hockey League. What were they doing? How were they drafting? How many trades did they make during the year? And so we came in with the mindset of, let's try and be patient with our young guys. Let's try and, rather than trade for a guy, let's try and work with the guys we have. Because oftentimes when you make a trade, you get the certain qualities you like in a player and certain qualities you didn't like, and you probably have the same in the player that you gave away.
Yeah, it's interesting that you have avoided that down cycle. You did lose some pieces last year. You got some back, obviously. How about this group? Is this a group that has to make a run? Do you have a fair number of players who you'd project not to be there next season based on age and pro eligibility and that?
Yeah, if you look at our group for next year, we'll lose two forwards for sure that are already signed, NHL forwards, and we'll lose three defensemen that are already signed. So we'll lose five guys on our group. We'll have our goaltending back, and we'll certainly have the core of our forwards back. We have a few young defensemen coming in. So every year you're sort of looking at replenishing the group, but I think, and it is pretty well the same for Edmonton, they're always bringing in three 16-year-olds, and you bump up in the lineup each season. You're at 16, you play a limited role. 17, you play more. Mm-hmm. And then at 18, you're a core player. And if you can keep the young guys coming into your lineup and play them, give them enough confidence in their first year so that they can contribute in their second and third years and be impact players, then you shouldn't have too many down years. But there is going to be a time where you may have a year or two light where you're totally off the radar and you have to retool, refresh, rebuild a little bit.
Mike, best of luck in this series. It should be a great one. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, guys.